past couple of years, the Medford Area Senior High School has had a building construction class where the students are actually allowed to leave campus and go and get hands-on experience building a house. The supervisor instructor is Doug Eichmann. He is my guest. So let's talk about the actual home you built. Can you give us a description, the square footage, the number of bedrooms, baths, that kind of thing?
Yes, it's a one-story house with a full basement. The first floor is about 1,400 square feet. There's two bedrooms upstairs and two bathrooms upstairs. So it has a master suite with a full bath in there. And then with that in the basement and talking with the realtors, you know, we should finish some of the basement because it tends to sell. People see the value in more finished space. So in the basement, we finished off two additional bedrooms down there, a rec room, and a third bathroom.
Can you give us an idea of some of the jobs the students are allowed to do and some of the things they are not allowed to do?
Yeah, so I try to get them involved with everything that we can do, you know, that we're allowed to do. There's certain things that requires certification or requires a license to do, and two of the easy ones is the electrical work is required to be done by a master electrician, and the plumbing work has to be done by a licensed plumber. So we don't get involved a whole lot in those two. The students did get to work. We had Wojcik Plumbing and Heating do the HVAC and plumbing for us this year, and they did let us work with them a little bit installing some ductwork. So I had a couple students that really wanted to kind of work with them, and they got to work with them for about a week doing that, so that was a good experience for them.
And students, they're handling saws, they're handling nailers, they're handling everything, yes?
Oh, yes, yep. And that's part of the prerequisites. So I want to have, you know, some background with the students and had them through woods classes, one of the upper levels of woods classes, because obviously we use table saws, we use miter saws, we use all that. And then that first week of school, we're reviewing all that safety. We're going through scaffolding safety, ladder safety. They do pretty much everything, you know, with the exception of the electrical and plumbing on the house. This year, Wonky Builders came in and they set the floor system for us, set the exterior walls and the trusses for us. So they kind of shelled up the outside for us. And we were down there. We got to see that whole process and be down there, which was kind of a neat experience for myself included. And then from there, this year I had a roofer come in, and that was great. It was Newberry Construction came in and installed the roof for us, but he came in and let the students work with him. So I had about four students out of that class, got to go up there and help install shingles on it. I wanted to get the roof on as quickly as possible, get it dried in, kind of protect the house. You know, not that it can't get rained on, but it was really nice to get it kind of sealed in. And this fall, I remember the first time I woke up and it was raining, and I thought, oh, what am I going to do with all the boys? And then it dawned on me, I'm like, oh, we can all work inside framing the house right now, because we had to frame all the interior walls.
We'll continue our visit with Medford Area Senior High School building construction instructor Doug Eichmann and some of his students on another local news program.